James Gilman with As You Wish Talk Radio, broadcasting live from beautiful Trout Lake, Washington. We've had a just insane few weeks here up on the mountain. We've had some major stars come up to the mountain, which we still can't divulge. We're waiting for above top secret to divulge, you know, who they sponsored to come up here. And so we'll talk about that soon. But we did have A&E Paranormal State, and they did their filming here. What was quite interesting is that we've got some new technology up here, and we've been constantly retooling it, reorganizing it, and now we're getting very, very clear footage of the ships with infrared, and we're also using an infrared with an illuminating beam that comes out of it. It's called an iGen, and we're actually illuminating the orbs and getting pictures of the light spheres and all kinds of anomalies in the field. So we're actually filming and recording these anomalies, and for once and all, it puts the orb question to rest, is that they're dust particles, because, you know, we've blown bubbles, we've thrown dust particles up, we've thrown dandelions up, we've tried every possible way to recreate this experience, and there's no possible way, because these are luminous objects, they're orbs, they're light spheres, and they're traveling against high winds. Going right against the wind patterns. They're under their own locomotion, you might say. They're making all kinds of anomalies, and they'll be zinging by really fast, and there'll be somebody out in the field meditating, and they stop, and they hover over the person and check that person out. And sometimes they actually even move through the person, which is amazing. So we've got a lot of footage of these orbs coming right down through the crown or right down through the top of some people's heads. And, you know, it's pretty amazing. We've had some severe technical challenges. We had, for some reason, where we do our radio show, before the show, the last show, I went down there and the power was, like, totally gone. And somehow we had a major short in the circuitry, so we got that fixed. But it's kind of interesting. It's never happened before. It's been running perfectly. And all of a sudden, one of the main switches was shorted out for some reason. So anyway, we got that hooked up. We couldn't get it hooked up in time to do the show, so we had to do an archive. But we're back up again. And it's just been crazy with all the different groups coming up here. We had, you know, as I said before, the A&E Paranormal. And we're going to be releasing real soon with Above Top Secret. They have the sound of the ships coming over during the filming while A&E was here as well. So they're going to release that as well as their mystery guests pretty soon. I gave them a two-week grace period. I said I wouldn't say anything for 2 weeks. And this is actually the third week. So anyway, I'm being very patient. And hopefully they'll be releasing all this information soon, and then we can go ahead and release it. But we'll give them a little more time to get their investigation together. I believe what happened is they had no idea there was going to be so much footage to go over. And, you know, poor Johnny at Above Top Secret has, you know, I don't know how many hours of footage that he has to go over. And he went over some of it while he was here. But there is so much footage of the ships coming in, powering up right on cue, appearing right exactly where we said they would appear, and they did that with Andy as well. They got the same footage, so we'll see what they do with it. But for some reason, they didn't take the sound of the ships when they came in, and some of the other evidence that we had, they seemed to not want it for some reason. But we'll see what kind of justice they do to the ongoing events here. The good news is it's still ongoing, and we're having incredible activity. We're getting all kinds of triangle anomalies coming over. A lot of people are saying this is the NOS satellite or these three Iridium satellites that are tethered together. I'm very, very skeptical about that because, one, we're seeing these objects have different formations. Some look like a basic triangle, and some are an extremely elongated triangle, and they're making right-angle turns, and they're turning around and going back in the other direction. And they're going up and out of the atmosphere. They aren't going over the curvature of the Earth. They're turning up and going out. And so I would be very skeptical to think that this was any kind of a satellite, which a lot of the skeptics are saying. But pretty soon we're going to have a little logo at the top of eSETI where it's going to say, you know, eSETI where skeptics come to die, you know, because, and the debunkers come to die, because basically that's what's happening here. We have footage of the orbs totally responding to people, mimicking people, interacting with people, creating their own vortexes, torsion fields. We have them in basements, you know, appearing where there is no air, no dust, you know, nothing to make these particles move. And we've actually thrown up dust and flour and things like that and taken pictures of them, and they're all the same. They're all the same color. They all look the same. They're not multicolored with geometric patterns in them and faces and things of that nature. We have orbs with pictures of female faces in them. They look like they're blue, and they look like some kind of a master out of biblical days. So anyway, when you put all the evidence together now with the video footage of them actually flying through the field against the wind, breaking all the, all the known laws of physics, going into the ground, coming up out of the ground. I mean, I'm talking about old physics here. They're moving through solid objects. We have them moving through cement walls, half in and out, moving through iron beams, half in and out. So apparently these objects are not, or these intelligent beings, whatever you want to call them, they're not limited in any way by physical matter. So anyway, if they can explain to me why these things are interacting intelligent with people and why they're going against the wind and moving at unbelievable speeds against the wind and coming in total swarms of plasma fields and then coming out of the fields, which is all on film, I'm all open for, you know, some other explanation other than the obvious. But, you know, basically it's obvious that orbs are real, the evidence is in, and anybody that's trying to tell you they aren't real haven't done the research. They, you know, they just accepted the fact that you can throw dirt up or flour up and get, you know, weird anomalies, but it's nowhere near what we're filming up here at the ranch. So between the orbs, the ships coming right on cue, appearing exactly where we said they would appear, you know, with hours and hours of pre-knowledge, sometimes, you know, 7 or 8 hours of pre-knowledge, before they appeared, and they did appear in exactly where we said they would, and at exactly at the same time. So, and now with the sound of the mothership and the new sound of the other ships, the Pleiadian ships, as they came in, we have their sounds too, and you know, all the debunkers, and, you know, I hate to mention it, but our friends Billy Meyer, who I actually highly respected in the very beginning, I thought they had some incredible information, and the ships were incredible, and I think it was very real in the beginning, but they seem to have fallen because they actually believe they're the only true contactee and the only true prophet of God, and they're doing the exclusivity thing, which is pure ego. So, you know, we've answered every one of their questions. They said we don't have the sound of the ships. Well, we have the sound of the ships. They said if we were for real, there'd be black helicopters all over this place. It's on the website. We have black helicopters. You know, endless footage of black helicopters and black F-15s buzzing the house on a regular basis. You know, he said we have absolutely no proof or footage. We have 70 hours of footage plus now. Now we're talking about more like 90 hours after the last investigation. And these ships are interacting, coming exactly when they say they are, and they're powering up and pulsing the people on the ground. The people actually feel it, feel the pulse. So anyway, it's a done deal. We have solid craft. We have every color craft you can think of flying over the mountain. So I hate to say it, Michael Horn and Billy Meyer, but I think you need to reevaluate your statements and come to terms with the reality that you just might not be the only contactees on the planet and the only true prophet of God, because there's a lot of Indigo kids coming forward, and they have that DNA line open, and they are prophets. So, you know, the prophecy is within everybody. And everybody needs to make their own personal God connection. And if somebody's saying that they're exclusive and they have the only connection, it's time to run the other way. We've done that redundantly. So the bottom line is all the masters, all the saints, all had the same message, and that was for each person to make their own personal God connection. And they were all aware of the fact that we aren't alone in the universe, and we have a long history of contact and interaction with off-world visitors. So anyway, the archaeology is pointing that way. You know, any any person that really does true investigation into the ancient artifacts, ancient archaeology, and just with all the sacred texts that's in there. You know, you just have to take the time to do the investigation and not listen to some preacher standing up at a pulpit or some university professor that wrote a book saying that we're it, you know, because we aren't it. You know, it happened out in the universe on other planes and dimensions far before it ever happened here. So we're talking about creation. But anyway, there's a lot of stuff in the news. I wanted to cover a few things. There's a lot of internet reports coming around that October 14th, a lot of people asked me to address that we're going to have this major, huge flyover. I guess it's going to come in for everybody to see. My feeling about that, you really don't have to wait till October 14th. Just come up to the ranch. They're flying over here every night. And they are coming in low, and we've got them treetop levels, and they're massive ships, and we've seen this on a regular basis, and we have it on film. But, you know, is there going to be a worldwide event that's going to be undeniable? It seems like in Mexico they've had literally hundreds, if not thousands, of ships fly over major cities. That's happened in Peru. It's happened in quite a few other countries. It seems the only country it's not being covered is in the U.S., and actually it is finally getting some coverage with Larry King and, you know, the Stevensville sightings and, you know, Texas and a lot of the things happening there. The U.K. is having a major UFO flap right now as well, so it is getting some coverage, but I personally would not hold your breath for some major disclosure to happen on the 14th. It is going to happen. I don't know exactly when. I don't think anybody does. I think it's a little premature for them to come here. We're still very aggressive. We're very warlike. Our leadership is coming out of the Looney Tunes. You know, I don't see why they would want to address our government, considering the fact that we still greet them with, you know, F-15s and F-16s and back-engineered weapons. And our government stance is still that they don't exist. They're still complying with the major cover-up going on, which doesn't make any sense at all when, you know, the latest polls are showing up in the high 80s, 90% of the people believe that UFOs are real, and there is a government cover-up. So we're wondering just who these people are and who they serve by continuing to cover this up. I've seen some other disturbing things. I know that at the conventions, anybody there that comes there that is not part of the status quo and not 100% supportive is being met by these gulag guys. I mean, it's looking like the Fourth Reich is here. And it's just amazing. You know, we are supposed to have freedom of speech, you know, and the right to demonstrate and have our messages known or our voices heard. And apparently that has totally gone out the door right now, and a lot of the Ron Paul supporters had everything stripped from them, and they couldn't wear any kind of a button or a pin, or that they were searched and seized, and you name it. I mean, all their rights were pretty much gone over. So anyway, as far as the Republican Convention, you might as well forget that one. That's pretty much the Fourth Reich all over again. Same thing happened at the Democratic Convention, I guess, as well. So anyway, it's very obvious. You know, we seem to have some very serious problems with our government right now, who seems to have forgotten totally that we, the people, are the ones that put them in office, and maybe it's time for the big wake-up call that maybe we, the people, are going to have to wake up and say, you're fired, you know, because they are totally blowing it. And, you know, it's basically, you know, one other point I wanted to talk about, too, and it's not on a positive note, is that we got hit by the most massive chemtrail spraying we've ever seen here. And it was just unbelievable. I've never seen so many planes in the air just totally turn dark clouds into just dark, gray, toxic skies. You know, it's just amazing that everybody up here just couldn't believe it. They go, this is insane what's going on here. And we saw this dripping out of the sky, especially over the Yakima Reservation. They did some heavy spraying, and you could see this stuff just dripping down on the reservation. So God knows what they're being sprayed with over there. I'm sure it's some kind of a thing that's going to wreak havoc, you know, with them, you know, on many levels. So say prayers to the Yakima Reservation because they're getting hammered right now with some pretty nasty stuff. And I think the one thing these New World Order boys hate is anybody that's free or sovereign. That's a real thorn in their butt. They want us all nice little zombies and robots and you know, marching to their beat. So, you know, anyway, I think it's time to throw away your TV set and get out in nature and start meditating and become sovereign and step out of the system because, you know, it's not working. It's really not for us, and it's totally controlled, and maybe it's time to back up and take a big hard look at what's going on here because it no longer really serves humanity. It only serves the elite. If you haven't figured that out yet, you're probably next, you know, on the agenda. But we've got some massive hurricanes coming in. I think it's pretty strange because there's actually no sunspot activity. So what is generating these massive hurricanes? I've always felt that we are moving to a new place in the universe. It's a highly energized place. All of the planets are going through severe atmospheric changes. They're illuminated much brighter. Yes, we do need to stop global warming, stop driving these gas-belching cars just for our own lung sake and the sake of the planet, but there's a much bigger picture going on. And we are definitely, they're saying now it's going to be open water in the North Pole by this fall. So we are going to lose the North Pole, which is going to actually create an unevenness or a wobble, and which is already intensifying. So when we start wobbling a little bit too much, the Earth will reset herself, and not a good idea to be on the coast during that time. But I don't feel that's imminent. I think that's a little ways out, but, you know, it's a heads up if you're having those dreams, you know, of the big wave coming in, and which a lot of people are. I'm getting countless emails of people calling in saying, I'm having these dreams, and I'm seeing massive waves, and what should I do? And I tell people, maybe you should listen to the dream, and maybe you're getting a heads up that it might be time to relocate. But that's what it's all about right now. Is everybody needs to make their own, you know, personal, whatever you call it, creator God connection. Listen to the advice coming on high. Turn off your TVs, turn off your radio, spend some time in nature, and just start getting your own inner guidance. Because the outer guidance you're getting is pretty messed up, you know, other than just a few shows. You know, like BBS Radio, you know, and some of these other fringe shows are about the only ones that are really telling you like it is. So, you know, kudos to Alex Jones and some of the other people, although I don't agree with them 100%. I do totally admire his bulldog attitude in telling the truth and telling it like it is and kind of in-your-face style of you know, letting these guys know that we know what they're doing and there are going to be consequences. Now, on a lighter note, we've been getting a lot of information here from the higher beings, and just recently I've been receiving a lot of transmissions from a plating group that I work with on a regular level, as well as some other groups. There's an Orion Council of Light and the Andromedans, and they've been telling me that there is a consortium of light beings, and they're universal masters. They're not just one religion or another. They're universal in their being, and they're not all from this world. They're from other worlds as well, and they're taking a very strong interest in the Earth right now, and they're focusing their energies and their technologies on the Earth to help us get through these changes. So there's a lot of people right now that are not getting any sleep the past 4 days, and the reason why is that you're experiencing the vibrational lifting going on, and you're part of this shift. You're part of the ground crew, and that's why you're not getting sleep. You're waking up at 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning, and you're hearing ringing in your ears, and you're feeling buzzing and tingling in your body, and it's because you are connected, you are being contacted, but it's happening in a different way. You know, they're not really, you know, appearing in your living room and shaking your hand and say, hey, you know, I'm Hayog from Orion or something, you know. You know, they're doing it in other manners. But they have their ways of doing things, and it's well underway what they're doing. And so we are going through some intense times, some intense changes. And the good news is they told me that the consciousness of tyranny and these groups that are trying to, you know, keep the consciousness and energy down on the planet, to keep us enslaved through dependency, and all of that, that they're just unraveling. They're falling apart. And they're talking about love is the ultimate power, and the more love that's focused on these guys, the more they're unraveling, the more they're falling apart. And the whole Earth's frequency is moving beyond their ability to function. So you're going to see them falling apart and just giving away their true nature constantly. And you can't miss it. You can watch their actions, watch them flip, watch them say all the wrong things, and watch them screw up because their minds are just not functioning and their bodies aren't really functioning. So you're going to see a lot of the heavy energies on the planet, the control freaks and the ones that want to enslave everybody, they're going to start dropping like flies. Their technology is not going to keep them alive. And in their light review, they're going to have a pretty heavy scene there because they're going to have to experience all the pain and suffering they've caused with others before they reach the plane of bliss. And so, you know, in a way, I actually almost feel sorry for them because they've dug themselves a hole so deep that I don't know if they're ever going to get out. It's going to be many, many lifetimes. And you know, they may end up as one of these kids in Africa with a buzzard chasing them. Who knows, you know, but they've got some pretty heavy karma to pay. And they are going to experience everything they've dished out to others. And there are a lot of them that are waking up to this fact, and they're realizing that karma is a universal law, and there are forces higher than them, more powerful than them, and even much, much more powerful than any dark forces that are coming into play right now. And they know they've going to have to make a shift. And, you know, the forgiveness of the source, whatever you want to call it, is unlimited. And they can turn around and redirect their energies and their efforts towards the awakening and healing process and avoid a lot of what's, you know, been set into motion by their past actions. And hopefully they'll take that turn. And what we're seeing now is there are a lot of people within all the agencies, within all the higher elite, even some of the highest elite places, these people are waking up and going, you know what, this is wrong, and this planet's going under, and we can't keep going in this direction, and they're turning around and realizing and having a wake-up, which is understanding with the energy coming in, it's not something anyone can avoid. The whole saying, you know, no matter where you are, there you're at. And so is your karma, you know. So there's no place to hide. There's no bunker deep enough. There's no wall thick enough. There's nowhere where you can go to get away from your karma. And so it's best to shift now and start cleaning up the mess and start moving in towards the awakening healing process, because resistance is futile. We are evolving. We are moving forward. The whole universe is going, and there's nowhere to hide. So basically, you know, the only message I can give to them is maybe it's time to take a good hard look on which side of the fence you are on. And if you're part of the downward spiral of evolution, which is going to collapse and in on itself, or are you part of the upward spiral, you know, where people live in harmony with each other and the planet, and are you evolving to become all they can be in their own unique way? You know, it's time to take a good hard look at which side of the fence you're on and what you're promoting, you know, and what you're supporting, you know, basically, and find that impeccable integrity and make those choices. Because, you know, we can't really call ourselves spiritual or Christians or anything, you know, any religion, and continue to, you know, not live in harmony with each other and the rest of the planet, and continue to war and destroy and you know, hold those old grudges and wrong conclusions from past experiences. Because the higher beings are here to help us release the past. And, you know, all of this energy, all of the old wars, everything is psychometrized in the earth, and that's coming up right now. It's surfacing, and it's surfacing within our own bodies as well. And our emotional body and our mental bodies and our astral bodies are all being lifted right now. So we're on a roller coaster. It's going to be an intense ride. And the people that are doing their homework and they are aligned with the higher consciousness and energy are going to move through this very quickly. Some will move through it gracefully, you know, and the ones that aren't are just going to get hammered, you know. So you know, it's going to hit you with like a feather or a brick. You know, that's really up to you and the choices that you make. You know, there's no real way around this. There's the shift is coming. You know, the old saying, shift happens. There's one other thing I wanted to mention, too. You're hearing a lot of negative stuff about ETs and things like that, and there's going to be an ET invasion. And they're all bad, and they're here to make human pilaf out of us, and we need to defend ourselves and build bigger weapons and all this other nonsense out there. You know, and basically these beings coming in are millions of years ahead of us in evolution. They're benevolent, and they're the ones with the full use of creative energies. So the mind in which you seek is the mind in which you're going to connect. And so when you have a military mind, you see everything as a threat and everything as an enemy, basically. And if it's unknown and you can't control it, it's a threat. And we need to get past that consciousness and start thinking for ourselves and just say, well, maybe if we greet these things without aggression, we might be a lot further along in our evolutionary process, and we just might join the rest of the universe in peace. And they do have the technologies to heal and end disease and end, you know, any kind of energy problems, and they have the solutions. They have the fuel, it's energy technology. They have everything we need to turn this planet around and turn it into a utopia. But the only problem is that your leadership now is totally against this, and they're war profiteers and disease profiteers. And I know it's wonderful on Coast to Coast. We just had a wonderful expose on aspartame and how it excites the brain cells to where they actually die, and people are having holes in their brain and having all kinds of serious side effects from aspartame. And all this was hidden, you know, but Rumsfeld pushed it through. He's the guy that has the patent, and I guess it's a real mess now. So, again, we need to realize that we are just being sold out on every level, and we don't have people looking out for our highest and best good in our leadership. Maybe it's time we start looking out for our own highest and best good. And, you know, educate ourselves and realize these things. We need to start living a wholesome spiritual life and eat close to nature and get as close to nature as we can and get away from all the processed foods and all the additives and all the, you know, drugs and all the other things and start detoxifying and healing ourselves. Because really that's the way to go. You know, the people that are capitalizing on disease and the disease profiteers, they really don't want you healthy. They want you dependent. And it's time to start realizing this and think about it. You know, the war profiteers, they don't want peace. You know, they don't want that at all. They don't want to have anything to do with peace. They want to keep the wars going and the big military industry going. You know, you look at pharmaceutical companies, all of this, you know, that's basically, you know, what we're being governed by. The oil industries, they don't want the fuel of energy. They don't want the water technologies, which are coming out everywhere right now. You know, they want us to keep burning fossil fuels. So you're not going to see these technologies until the people wake up and say, what's wrong with this picture? But anyway, there's a lot going on. Some major wake-up calls coming. I know prayers going out to Florida. They're having their experience, and nature's doing her thing there. And, you know, I think it's going to keep escalating. Even though there are no sunspots and solar cycle 24 hasn't reared its ugly head yet, almost doesn't matter because something is driving these storms, and we have to get back to, you know, what it is. You know, is it a grander cycle that's coming in that the Mayans and everybody else have talked about that's going to escalate till 2012? Is it an alignment with galactic plane, those energies? You know, what's creating the increase in earthquake and volcanic activity? What's creating the massive meltdown that we're going through, the overheating of the planet? There's so many factors and so many realities all coming together at once. And so we need to take a good look at all of this and tap in and see how it's going to affect us and where we want to be, you know, and are we going to flow through these changes or are we going to, you know, spit in the wind? A lot of people that just believe that they don't believe it's going to happen, so it's not going to happen. And I'd like to see them go down the ocean and stop the waves from coming in, you know, or if it's all an illusion, just find yourself a big tree and run right at it and see what happens, because nature has her program, she has her evolution, and we're just not there yet. You know, we haven't learned to bilocate or walk through walls, so we're probably going to have an experience. So as one great master said, a man's got to know his limits, and that was Clint Eastwood. You know, so, but anyway, on that note, I'd love to go out to the field, and hopefully we can dial up the field. We've got a great crew out there again, and maybe we can hook up with the field and get into the Skywatch area and see what's happening out there. Hopefully Don is still with us. I hear something clicking. But meantime, we could open up to callers if somebody wanted to call in and talk. But when we do get that field line established, we're probably going to be out into the Skywatch area to talk about some of the latest activity. Looks like we're still no connection out there yet. But, you know, hopefully they didn't run and get a cup of coffee during the meantime and forget to hook up to the field. Looks like we've got no connection yet. Anyway, Don, I hope you're there and listening. We need to hook up to the field for the Skywatch. But I can give you a little information about what's been going on. We've got some new technologies that are just amazing. And what it is, it's an iGen, and it's an infrared camera that shoots a beam out. And this beam is just incredible because once the illuminator goes off the beam, we can use the night vision and the night vision goggles and actually see the orbs through the night vision very clearly. Oh, hello.
Hello.
We have a caller.
Yes, hi. It's Nico calling James.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
Excellent, James. We're out here in your field taking pictures of thousands of orbs here.
Oh, are you?
they're swimming all over the field. It's fantastic.
Oh, I'm glad you called in.
It's quite an experience out here tonight, James, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we've got everything set up, and, you know, we're catching stuff left, right, and center.
Oh, good.
Oh, gosh, it's fantastic. Yeah, everybody's having a blast, I guess.
Nice.
So it's one of those nights where, oh, look at that. We've got, oh, I'm sorry, that was a laser. But everybody's out taking pictures and having a blast.
They're shooting a laser, that's probably a ship, because usually when they're shooting the laser, they're identifying a ship up there.
Oh, boy. You know what? You're right.
Is there one
up
there?
Look at that. Dead east, we've got something that wasn't there a little while ago.
Yeah.
Coming a little closer.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Interesting. Hey, they're hearing it live. A ship coming in to East Eddy live.
That's insane. Well, we're taking as much video as we can possibly get out here and as much stills as well. And, you know, I guess we're pretty much pointing and shooting anywhere we can, and we're getting tons of stuff. Oh, I just got another one. As I'm talking to you, James, I'm taking shots and catching orbs all over the place. Oh, and we can actually pick them out before we take a shot of them.
Oh, great!
So I've saved
really
shots for you.
More so than ever.
It's unbelievable, James. I really really can't believe it. This is unreal.
A lot of people are seeing them now with their eyes. They, you know, once you get used to it and you realize they're real, you create the neural net that they're there, and then pretty soon they start seeing them.
That's really neat, James. I actually didn't expect that to happen, to tell you the truth. And there it is. You know, I mean, this is quite wild.
I tell you, here you have to expect the unexpected because, you know, to me, I just have this position, okay, that's interesting, you know. Whenever something happens, all I can do is say, oh, here's something else that's this is bizarre, and kind of observe it, you know, without attachment, and let it unfold, and it's amazing. Pretty soon it, you know, if you don't have fear and you don't, you know, have a closed mind, you know, the whole place starts revealing itself, and you start seeing things you never knew existed.
Well, geez, I think the first time we got here about a month back, We drove up, and I guess the first 20 minutes, you know, after setting up our tents and what have you, it was pretty much an air show. So I think at that point we were convinced of that.
Uh-huh.
You know, we had heard so many things, you know, on the net and what have you through friends as well, and you know, so we thought we'd make the visit. And once again on this visit, you know, our first 5-10 minutes there was so much activity, and you know, then it mellowed out after the first night. But tonight, tonight it just seems electric out here.
Oh yeah. I think tonight's a really good night. I posted earlier, and I'm running my camera out there as we speak to pick up the sound of the ships, because they were here earlier and I didn't have it out, and I was told to set it out there around 8 o'clock. So we'll see what we get.
Well, right at 8, Alan saw a flash right at where the snow field to the on the right side of the mountain.
Uh-huh.
Pretty much dead north of where I am right now, and so he saw a flash right away.
Oh, great!
Right up there, yeah, and I missed it, but I guess your timing was dead on.
yeah.
That's pretty.
But you know what? I have the camera aiming at the mountain, so I'm sure it got it, because the camera. Hopefully, I turned it on about 15 minutes before the show, and I have it aiming right at the mountain.
Oh, that's fantastic. Then we've definitely got it then.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
fantastic.
Could
be on the film.
I was just wondering the same thing myself. I just, you know, I didn't get a chance to actually pull a camera up and put it to my eye and take a shot. You know, it's kind of one of those things. You're a little bit dumbfounded. Oh, look, there he is. They're coming in right from Dead East, two of them.
Oh, good.
Oh, boy.
They got a camera on them?
Okay, you know, I'm gonna, because I just forgot again.
Tell somebody put a camera on them.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, James, this is too much.
Oh, yeah?
You really got to get up here. Oh, there they are, plus the orbs.
Two of them, huh? Are they due east?
I'm sorry?
Are they due east?
They're due east, yes. And, wow, they're quite far apart now. They've spread apart quite far.
Uh-huh.
And they seem to have flown in different directions. But the one guy is quite at a high. He's at a high altitude for sure.
Yeah.
And I guess what would you, Ben?
Oh, maybe mile high.
Yeah, it should be. Yeah, Ben guesses a mile high.
Yeah.
You know, so this is he's quite up there, but
maybe
even two. And the other fella is dead still now.
Yeah.
He's dead still. He stopped where he is, and the other guy, it just seems like he's flying towards Mount Adams, right? You know, and
uh-huh.
You know, it's pretty much a beeline straight for the mountain, right?
He might power up.
Oh, interesting. Ben, we might be expecting a power up.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Power up over there. They've been.
Oh, there we go.
See if he gets brighter, or she gets brighter. Who knows? It probably might even be a she. Most of the pilots are actually females.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that, because the ships are so sensitive, the inner sensitivity of the females actually makes a better pilot.
Wow, that's really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Getting a lot of male egos out there to find that out. You know, they just found out that most of the genes are carried by the female, which is another big dent to the ego, and now they're going to find out most of the pilots.
Well, you know what? I could tell you this much from looking at these, that they definitely have finesse in their flight capabilities.
Yeah.
You know, they fly these things really well, and, you know, with style. On the first night I got out here, I watched one zigzag from, you know, pretty much dead north, pretty much right over the mountain.
Uh-huh.
It came to about 90 degrees, just right above me, so perpendicular to my position, and it zipped off due east. You know, I couldn't guess the speed, right? You know, to put a number to it would be silly, right? You know, you know, warp factor 6.
yeah.
And then one started up, powered up due east, and started heading west. As I looked west, you know, as it was traveling, one powered up dead west, right? 270 degrees dead west, and they came at each other, and such a speed they looked like light beams. And then they split off, you know, a little bit slower when they split. They changed direction. One went in one direction, one went in the other. But I seriously thought they were going to hit each other at the speed. And then, you know, right after that, maybe about 5 minutes later, one came zipping along the top of your tree line that's just on the east side of your field, straight for the mountain. And it looked like basically a gold ball that seemed to make a big, long streak behind it.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was kind of, they were all heading in different directions, but it's interesting how the one up top went for Mount Adams tonight, and so did the other one that was on the tree line. It just seemed like it was taking a beeline straight for the mountain.
Yeah, it's probably party in the mountain.
Yeah, apparently so.
All the universal beings are gathering in the mountain to figure out what the next step is.
Is it? Well, really?
I wouldn't be surprised. You know, they said they... you know, I felt them really strong about noon today coming in. I'd
mm-hmm.
a lot of information from them. And so I wouldn't be surprised, you know, that they're having, you know, some kind of meetings or something going on.
Well, I can tell you right now that two of them are holding position, and they're just sitting. So it's almost like we're waiting for the event horizon.
Yeah. Oh, I got to get out there and hook up. Have you hooked up the iGen yet, or the other stuff, and tried it?
The iGen's on, and I'm not sure if. On, right, because I'm not really sure how to function on that.
Yeah, you might want to wait till I get out there. Cause
sure. And as far as the video camera, the little red light is on, so I think it's taping.
Yeah, I left one on there, and it's taping. It's shooting right at the mountain.
Oh, that's right, it is. So perfect. We'll have the flash and everything. I'm going to try and get some video of these guys that are just holding position. You know, they flew into position and held position.
Yeah.
So I'm just thinking that's kind of neat, you know. I mean... It's almost like we're waiting for something to, like I said, waiting for the event, and it's kind of an interesting anticipation.
Now, how many satellites do you know that can come in and park?
Well, you know, I tell you, James, I worked in the aerospace industry for almost a decade, and built a lot of stuff with wings and a lot of stuff with motors, and nothing I've ever built does anything like that. You know, I'm sitting here a little confused and pretty much dumbfounded and amazed all at the same time.
Yeah, what would you say to the debunkers? I mean, we have Boeing engineers come up here with triple PhDs, and they see what's going on. And, you know, they see the maneuvers, and they see these ships just do incredible aerial displays that the G-forces would take out anybody.
Oh, guaranteed.
Yeah.
Guaranteed,
and,
there's absolutely
and, you know, and they go on and they testify about this, and we still have these debunkers coming on saying, oh, that was Venus, you know?
Really?
Eye wiggle. You know, your eye wiggle made it move from one horizon to the other. And
you know,
dark.
I've
and
never
top.
Seen Venus zigzag, James.
Oh, I know.
You know,
oh, it's hilarious.
All the way across the sky.
Yeah.
You know, so I can you know, at least say one thing to the debunkers. Come on out here and have a look. Look up.
Yeah,
that's all I can
yeah.
say, you know, just look up, right? You know, I mean, to try and convince anybody would be almost fruitless, right? You know, I could, I can definitely see if somebody made the trip down here, you know, if you've got an opinion enough to say that it doesn't exist, you know what? Give yourself a life challenge. Oh, there's another one.
Another one.
Yeah. Oh gosh, they're all coming in, James.
I'm jealous, you know. I'm stuck up here and doing this radio show, and I want to be out in the field. I'm
this is a big night, James. Wow. I tell you, you sure called it, brother. This is fantastic, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just seems like they're all coming in. They're at a pretty high altitude, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's pretty high. That one's over 2 miles, I think.
Yeah,
for yeah. sure. For sure.
Is Scotty around?
You know what? Let me have a look for Scotty. Where's Alan? I'm going to bring you over to Scotty here.
Yeah, Scott.
Hey, Scotty. Here you go.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, Alan, how you doing?
I'm not bad. Not bad.
Hey, you having a good time out there?
Yeah, I'm just sitting here with a fabulous two-year-old.
Oh, yeah?
To see the view of the ice.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
In all the ships?
Oh, having a lollipop right now. Quite contented. So, Everything's quite quiet at the moment, but it's beautiful.
Yeah, it looks like they're seeing a few things over there in the east moving.
You know, when I walked in, when I came on out of the house, and I walked and I looked at the mountain, I was convinced that I just saw this huge flash.
Yeah.
And then nothing since then.
Yeah, we've got the camera aiming at the mountain, but it looks like they're shooting lasers. I don't know if you're watching, but Rip or somebody out there is identifying the ships, and Nico's seeing quite a few already.
Well, there's somebody here just playing with a laser, a green laser. What we've
yeah.
been doing is taking photographs in the space, and there's tons of orbs.
Everywhere, yeah.
I mean, I had like 100 of them around about me. It's exciting. It's pretty exciting.
Hey, so, hey, can you say beam me up, Scotty?
No. I told you that.
She can't take no more power, Captain?
I told you I wouldn't say beam me up, Scotty. Well, I did it. Right, so.
So that was Kirk said that. But
that's right. I was. What did Scotty say? He said, Can I get any more power, Captain, or something, right?
Yeah, there you go.
The lithium crystal is not that rubbish.
With that great Irish accent you have, you know, we had...
Yeah, thanks very much, James. I'm Scottish. Don't get that one wrong again. I'm Scottish. Come on.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Right? If you don't play the game, I won't introduce you to that nice Irish woman I told you about.
Oh, yeah?
So there you go. I'm going to Stuart, because I was just having a nice wee conversation with that two-year-old.
Okay.
Right? When are you done? When are you finished?
What's that?
How long are you going to be?
Oh, we've got about 10 more. You can pass it on to somebody else that wants to talk.
Yeah, no, I'm just thinking, my friend, what's his, Stan from Montreal is listening. So, Stan, how you doing? Told you I'd be here.
All right.
My moment of fame. There you go. So, I've got a whole family of people here.
Oh, yeah.
Bunches.
All right.
These guys are going to have a chat with you, right?
Right.
Okay. Tom, I'm going to put you over to Tom. Give me a sec.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Who are we speaking to?
This is Thomas.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Are you seeing some ships out there?
Nothing yet.
Oh, you haven't seen anything yet?
No. It's just starting to get really dark now.
You got to get over with Nico's group.
Yeah, exactly.
They're seeing them over there. They're shooting beams at them and stuff, so.
Yeah, nothing yet.
They're starting to see stuff with the lasers. They're shooting the lasers at them.
Should be sparking up here pretty soon, though.
Yeah. But I guess something lit up on the mountain pretty big. You know, I have the camera running, so I if it did power up on that mountain, I've got it on film.
You got a tape ready.
We got it last night, too.
Yeah, we
last night we got a long footage of the mountain just really powering up. You know, huge lights on the mountain for quite a long time.
Oh, nice. Yeah, we're looking right now to see if we, there's something right there. Right there.
Oh, that's the one. Right. Yeah.
Oh, you got one, huh?
Right on.
Yeah.
Right on.
It's kind of just floating.
Well done, brother.
It's going from southwest northeast.
Well,
interesting trajectory.
There you go.
You know.
I'm going to get you one of the other guys here. Hold on a second. Hey. James.
Is it powering up?
Oh, haven't powered up yet.
Oh, yeah?
Third one is flying right now.
Uh-huh.
There's a significant one. It's in movement.
Oh, good.
Yeah, oh, that's number four. That's right. I'm losing track of them. They're coming left and right. Yeah.
They might power up. Keep an eye on it when they power up.
Yeah. I know they've got something going on up there, you know.
The laser at it. I used to shoot three and then two, and then
uh-huh.
with the intention, you know, like you're connecting to them.
Uh-huh.
Hit them with a laser. It's amazing that they'll respond.
Okay.
We've actually had them shoot beams back, like huge green beams back to us on the ground.
Uh-huh. Looking forward to it, yeah.
Yeah.
Same one, same track.
It's pretty interesting.
Yes. Yeah.
How about is anybody else out there in the field?
Well, let's see. Yeah, a few people here. See, who else we have around here?
Hmm? Right here.
I put the kids on.
Bradford.
Oh, it's Bradford. Here he is.
Is this James?
Yes, it is.
Hello, James.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm wonderful. How are you?
You guys getting a lot of photographs out there?
Well, yeah, I walk out in the field, I close my eyes, I try to feel the energy, and then I take the picture. So I haven't reviewed them yet.
Oh, okay.
But the last time I was here, I got quite a few orbs.
Oh, good. Now, the other guy said they're shooting pictures, and they said their cameras are just full of orbs and light.
Really? Really?
Yeah, and as soon as we get the other gear hooked up, we can actually watch them flying. We'll watch them actually flying against the wind and showing clearly, you know, that these aren't dust particles.
Well, I will look forward to that.
Yeah, we've got maybe another 5 minutes, and I can be out there and flip on the gear. But,
well, there are orbs to be had here.
Yeah, they're everywhere. It looks like the mountain powered up once already. Did you see that?
You know, I missed that one.
Oh, okay.
But I'm seeing a lot of shooting stars out tonight.
Hmm.
And the sky is just very beautiful tonight. The moon's going to go down in a bit, and so we're going to have a really dark sky.
Yeah. that's the best time to come up when you've got a dark moon, you know. The sky's really clear and it's not washed out by the full moon.
So, yeah, last time I got quite a few orbs, and I think I mentioned to you that I've taken pictures of disks up here.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really surprising because I didn't see them at the time I took the pictures.
But oh, yeah, the ones that, the disks that just appear on your, just out of the blue.
They appear on the disk when I kind of look at them at home on the screen. Now I'm starting, you know, I'm finding disks.
Yeah.
And, you know, I did a bit of research and looked into possible aircraft, and, you know, I just keep coming back to, you know, these are disks. These are not conventional aircraft that I'm looking at.
Yeah, we're doing a lot of analyzing on this footage, and I just sent a whole flotilla of ships over the mountain, and you know we're looking at it right now that somebody sent me, and it's definitely not geese. We've ruled out geese. We haven't ruled out a swarm of bugs yet, but
Have you ruled out ghosts?
Yeah, but I mean it definitely looks like a whole. A group of disks, like literally hundreds, maybe 50 or 60 to 100. I'm not sure. I didn't count them all, but flying over a mountain, you know. But, you know, there's a possibility it could have been a fluke thing where a swarm of bugs went in front of the camera just at the right time.
Well, I would love to see that. So what time of day was that when you took that picture?
One of the guests took it. So it was,
oh, okay.
I don't know exact time, but it looks to me like it was in the evening way before dark. So
way before dark.
You know, but we've seen this before, and we've taken the same pictures, you know, in the middle of winter when it's like 0 degrees outside.
When there aren't too many bugs flying around, are there?
The bug quotient is down to zero, basically. So, you know, we eliminated that. You know.
Okay, these folks are now seeing something, so I'm going to bring the phone over here.
Okay.
Because they're seeing something. Anyone want to talk about?
Just look at that big one. Have a look. Brightest thing in the sky.
Oh my goodness! It is enormous.
It's huge. It's big,
it's
bright.
Huge. It's bright as Jupiter, which is the brightest object in the sky right now.
Powering up right now, huh?
It just powered up.
All right. Is anybody filming it? I hope.
I don't know. Is anyone filming? That's incredible because you know. I looked at the iridium flare predictions for tonight, and there wasn't one predicted for that particular part of the sky.
Yeah.
And it's before 9, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that was an unpredicted event.
Yeah. Well, you know, we had all the satellite feeds up, and we found out that we had over 35 objects flying over, and according to NASA, there weren't any in a three-hour period. So, you know, these definitely aren't satellites. And they're definitely unknown, and they're not planes, you know, so they definitely fit in the UFO category.
Yeah, that was very surprising.
Yeah.
I'm
running out of time here, so I'm going to have to sign off. So thank everybody in the field for coming on the show.
Yeah, I will. It's going to be a great night out here, and thank you for having all of us on.
All righty. All right, take care. I'll see you soon.
Thanks, James. How do we turn this?
All righty. Well, there you go. There's a live Skywatch. The ships are flying as we speak, and as usual, nobody's filming them. So I need to get out there and get the equipment up and start filming these objects. Unfortunately, I just missed a massive one coming over. But soon that will be rectified because we'll have more people working in our technical end. So anyway, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Have a great evening. I'm going out to see some ships. Good night.